Hey. So today I'm going to talk about how the who and the what, like who are you serving and what problem are you solving for them? And I know this is very, very basic, but it's something that I've struggled with for a long time. It's something that I see tons and tons of people in the business struggle with. And I want to help you overcome that struggle and settle this for good. It doesn't mean that you have to choose that one avatar and one problem forever. It doesn't mean that's the only thing that you can do, but you need to pick something that gets you going, that gets you moving, that gets you momentum. And you can always change it, but try to stick with something. And I want to get your mindset right around this stuff, because it there's so much confusion in the education out there. So before we get into it, I just want to say, check out Simplero.com. It's the perfect platform for you to run your entire online business. And basically what I do with Simplero.com is what I'm doing here is I'm absorbing all of the information out there. I go through courses and training and programs and coaching, all that stuff from so many different teachers, and then I condense it down into what you need to know about your marketing and understand how it all fits together. I'm in this process of putting together what I call Simplero OS, which is the overarching framework for your business, for your marketing. It's kind of like if you're trying to solve a puzzle, but you didn't have the big picture on outside the box, it would be really damn hard. I'm trying to give you that picture outside the box of what your business looks like so that you can build it and you know what you need to, like where each puzzle piece fits, which is going to save you tremendous amounts of time and money. And that's what we're doing here. And then you can follow me on my journey as I turn Simplero into a $100 million company. I honestly genuinely believe that Simplero has potential to be at least a $1 billion company in revenue, not just in valuation. And I'm going to do everything in my power to get it there. One thing I love is when you're committed to integrity and to giving a damn and actually like really doing good product and taking really good care of people and just being upstanding, straight with folks, then setting that target of revenue can actually propel you forward in a very, very good way. I've had a lot of hangups about like setting, you know, monetary revenue targets. I know in the Simplero community, there are a lot of people who are a little wary of doing that because it's not about the money and all that stuff. And it's not about the money. It really isn't. But money is a very easy thing to measure. So when you set that as a target and you know that you're where your heart is and that your integrity is in order and that you're going to do good work and you're going to give a damn about your customers and the work that you do, then having that monetary goal is actually really helpful and really powerful. So, I'm taking Simplero to be a $1 billion company. The first milestone will be, we're at 4 million now. So first milestone is 10 million annual recurring revenue, then 100 million, or maybe we do 25, 50, 75, whatever. But like, you get what I'm saying. But we're going to for the billion. So follow me on the journey. I want to demonstrate that it's possible to do that without being sleazy or lying or deceptive or any of that garbage that got me to kind of withdraw from the online marketing world originally for so many years. And that really, it really tripped me up. And so I want to do everything I can to untrip you up. So let's look at, I'm going to pull up the big framework here. This is the model. If you haven't seen this before, go check out the other. Oh, what happened to that thing there? Let's move that. What happened? Dude. Shit, that's not what I wanted to do. Here we go. Move that. It should be up there. Anyway, so this is a work in progress. I'm actively working on this, adding more detail, adding more new ones, but this is kind of my big puzzle piece thing. So where we're at is we're talking about who's your ideal customer, your dream customer, and what's the problem they want solved. So in the framework, we're out here in the red ocean, and we're trying to find the frustrated people out here that they're in a market, they're trying to solve a problem. So this is important to understand. Everybody that you're going to work with, They're already trying to solve this problem. Chances are they're already trying to solve this problem, right? They're through some other mechanism. You're not the first coach, the first book, the first the first course, the first resource, the first YouTube video that they've ever watched to try to solve this. It's very unlikely. And it's easier if they're not, because that means someone else has done some of the heavy lifting and you can just come in and tap that person who already has the desire, already knows they want to do it, and ideally is also a buyer and a user in some other market, and just convert them over to your new opportunity, new vehicle, new mechanism. All right. So that's the red ocean, blue ocean thing. So you find people who are currently in the market. Like for example, for me, I have this thing here. And by the way, I have this thing here called Body Meal. It's a meal replacement powder, right? So as I'm doing this, I'm going to be executing all of this stuff for Simplero, my software company, as well as for Body Meal and the workout PaFi and Body SDS Yoga that I have. So those are kind of the three businesses that I have. The Body Meal and the yoga, and PaFi are very related. But I'm going to be, you know, experimenting with this framework on those three businesses simultaneously. I'm going to share my results and what I find with you all. But say it's Body Meal, right? Vegan power meal replacement powder. So I'm going to go fish in a market where people are already buying, like, for example, First Form, right, which is a brand that does a bunch of protein shakes and powders and bars and all that stuff. But they're all like whey and dairy and all that garbage. But I'm going to fish in that water, and I'm going to find people who are frustrated with something. Maybe it's the flavor they don't like. Maybe it's the texture. Maybe it's the fact that it's not vegan, right? Maybe it's the fact that it doesn't have the green superfoods or the vitamins and the minerals, right? So I'm going to find a way that my vehicle is a different vehicle to solve the problem. Now, I also want to be sure that I define the problem right, because if it's Body Meal is probably not the right thing for one of those like bulky guys that just want a truck ton of protein like straight into their veins with an IV drip, right? Because they just want to bulk up as quickly as possible. Those are probably not my people. This is more of for like the entrepreneur who is looking for a quick meal so they can get back to business and they want to be able to focus. They want to look good. They want to put on some muscle, lose some weight, and they want to be able to have a quick meal on the go without getting that like afternoon blues after lunch and you get tired and sluggish and all that stuff, right? So that's probably more in my market. So you want to find out where are they today and what is it, the problem that they're trying to solve, and what is the vehicle for them to try to solve this. I'm just realizing now, like, this is basically what if you guys have heard of the jobs to be done framework, right? That's what that is. Like the famous story is Clayton Christensen. He was saying, well, the job that a milkshake does is it keeps you not bored on the drive, for example. I think that was it. I forget the details of that. But like, there's a job to be done and they're currently using one vehicle. How can we get in front of that person who's frustrated with that vehicle? Shit, you're bored. Like, you're doing a milkshake and you're putting on weight and you're getting fatter and fatter. You feel sluggish and shit, right? Like, maybe you do a Body Meal instead. That's your shake and it tastes fantastic and it actually gives you protein and green superfoods and vitamins and minerals and all these things, and it's going to be amazing, right? So you want to find out the who and the problem that you can solve. I think one of the reasons that this has tripped me up so much, and I was trying to think back of like why did I struggle so much with this? I had a period of maybe like 10 years where I was like, I was just like not willing to be clear and focused. And a lot of it was like, I was committed to feeling special and misunderstood and being different from other people. And it was like, I remember I had a call with Steve Sims, who's he's like all about make your brand impossible to misunderstand. And I had a call with him and it was like, yeah, I'm like this and that. And then I've got this history and I learned this. And I went through this like, you know, introspective period and like dark night of the soul and I came out, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, dude, we've been like talking for 10 minutes. I still have no freaking clue what it is that you do. Like, who do you help? What problem do you help them with? And I was like, well, and it was like inside of me was like, I wanted someone to see me and like pull out the genius and be like, oh, this is the thing. Oh my God, it's brilliant. Like if we package it this way, everybody's going to love it and you can just be yourself. And I'm all for you being yourself. But when you're trying to get a wedge in with people, think about this, right? People are basically living in a trance. Dude, like, okay, sidebar coming here. I'm reading this book called Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. If you haven't read that book, it's phenomenal. It came out years after he was dead and his wife was dead, because they were so afraid, especially his wife was so afraid it was going to upset the world too much, and it was going to, I don't know, create problems for her and for him. So it finally came out in 2011, Outwitting the Devil. And in there, he talks about how 98% of people are basically controlled by the devil, and they're drifters. So like, one's the devil works through you through fear and greed and lust and all the negative thoughts and the lack of a definiteness of purpose, meaning like the lack of a very clear outcome that you're going for. That's where the devil enters, and then he gets you to drift, and then he gets you into this hypnotic rhythm over time. So think about that. 98% of people on the planet are in hypnotic trance. If we want to get them, we got to wake them up, right? We got to get very clear. Like, is this you, and is this the problem that you have? I can help you. All right, pay attention, right? That's what hooks are for. Hooks are so that we break through that trance and we get people to pay attention, but then we got to talk about who it is we can help and what problem we can help them with. And an outcome is great. We want to get them an outcome, of course, but problems, the pain, is what gets people attention more. It gets people to move, right? Once you have them in your universe and you've solved that first problem, then they will like, know, and trust you, and then you can help them with other stuff as well. I was speaking to someone at Funnel Hacking Live last week who was doing, you know, multiple eight figures in coaching, and he was doing, helping people with their health and their spiritual growth and their business. But the way in was the business, like, want to make money, want to succeed online. That's his way in. Once they're in, he can teach them all this other stuff. You can never do more than one thing on the front end. You can say, hey, I'm about health. That's what I help you with. And then once you're in and you've got the health, then you're like, yeah, but probably your relationship sucks. Or maybe there's something you want to do with business. You can do that, right? You can start with relationships and get them in. Like, hey, and then by the way, now that we've fixed your relationships or they're on track, then maybe there's something with your health, or maybe there's something with your wealth, right? So there are those three, big three: health, wealth, relationships. And maybe I would add sort of personal development, spiritual development as a fourth category. But basically pick a lane, and that's the lane that you're in. And so one of the big reasons that I had trouble picking a lane was because I felt wrong. I felt very wrong. I felt like I wasn't good enough. I was wrong. I wasn't planning on going into the backstory right here, but I think we have to in order for this to make sense. So I realized earlier this year that for many, many years, I have maintained myself as sort of a medium level of success, meaning, obviously by any sort of, you know, absolute standards, I'm incredibly successful. I'm like ridiculously successful, right? I'm like one of the top 1%. And like the fact that I built a $4 million software company, we've got, you know, 2,500 customers and 30 some team members, excuse me. And like the business is running and I don't need to do anything day to day to kind of keep things going. And it's remarkable. I've created a very, very successful life for myself. Health, doing fantastic. I'm 49 years old, no pain, no drugs, no nothing, just feel better and better every day. Fit and skinny, like relationships, like freaking amazing. So none of this, like, yeah, whoa, look at me, any of that stuff. But just to say, listen, like by any absolute standards, I know I'm incredibly successful. And at the same time, I know that had I not been so committed to feeling wrong, and remaining in this sort of medium success zone for me, I could have easily been at 100 million revenue today, if not more. And so, and I have zero regret. I'm not saying, oh, woe me and sad and sorry and all that stuff. No, I'm just reflecting on the power of this stuff. That's why I'm saying this. Like, this stuff is so powerful because everybody focuses on the how. Like, what do I need to do? Like, how do I do this? And what's the strategy? What's the tactic? What's the thing that I need to do? And those things are important, and I want to give you those, right? But what really matters is the stuff behind the ears, between the ears and your heart and your gut and your solar plexus, your body, your mind, your spirit. Like, that's the stuff that really is going to trip you up or get you to success. Like, are you drifting or not drifting? I was drifting for a long time in a lot of areas of my life. And it was really this summer that I was like, all right, I'm going to drift no more. I've had it. I'm done. So I kicked out the devil out of my system and took control. So he's going to try to come back. He's going to try to get me back, but I'm not going to let him because I have definiteness of purpose now. Guys, this book is fantastic. Outwitting the Devil. It's so crazy. Like, in the book, the devil says, you're probably not, like, he gets all these confessions from the devil. It's like a story between him and the devil, or like an interview. And then the devil says, like, you're probably not going to dare to, if I reveal this, you're probably not going to dare publish this book. And lo and behold, he didn't dare publish it. And his wife didn't dare publish it. And it only came out years after his wife's death. It's quite remarkable. Powerful stuff. So anyway, so what I found, what I realized about myself, and I'm sharing this not because this is about me, but as an inspiration for you to go dig for those nuggets inside of your mind. That's where the gold is. That's the breakthrough. Every single time is that digging inside those nuggets inside of your own, I say head, but it's really body mind, right? We're all one body mind. So what I found was that, so I was at an event this summer in June with one of my mentors, Dan Martell, and I was with this group of other SaaS founders, and everybody was like sharing their successes. And I just felt more and more miserable because I've been like at this like steady state for a while, and I've tried to break out of it, but I haven't broken out of it. It's been like just flat steady. And like, I've, over the years, I've tried many things and spent so much money on this and hired people and tried things. And like, none of it has really moved the needle for us. It hasn't made any difference. And so I just felt so ashamed and embarrassed and like, I'm totally unworthy. I'm an imposter. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm just a loser. All those kind of thoughts, like devilish thoughts went in my mind. But I'm glad they did, because the pain got intense enough that I was like, I'm done with this shit. I'm so done with this. I've had it. I'm like, what is it? And I started visualizing and getting more clear on the exact outcome that I want. I want this, like I want to serve people in this way. This is what I want. I want this house. I want this, create this community, or like all these things. I got way more clear. It's one of the things that Dan Martell has talks about, is like, get a vision in like 8K, right? Not 4K. 5K, 8K, like, get your vision so crystal clear that you can taste it. It's basically the definiteness of purpose. Something that I've struggled with. Like, it's like in vaguely in that direction. No, actually get it very clear. So I started to get like much more clear on what it is I want to create. And then I started to feel into how would it feel? Because that's the other part of visualization. You don't want to just see it. You want to feel how it feels. And what I realized was that I felt terrible. Once I started visualizing actually having everything that I consciously was dreaming of, and I felt into how it would feel, I felt miserable. I felt like this giant knot in my stomach. Ugh, like I can't, ugh, it's awful. And I was like, what the heck is that? If you guys have been following me on Instagram, you'll see that sometimes I post photos from the sauna. I have this ritual of I work out and then I go to the sauna, and I have my orange journal. Here, let me find you one. This one is a brand new one, and as you can see, it says "Write in the Rain, All Weather Universal." So it's something. It's one that will, you can write on it in when it's wet, and I'll be sweating on it and like journaling and writing. And so that's what I did. I was journaling on this stuff in the sauna. I love the sauna for journaling, because after exercise, I'm in my body. And I go into the sauna and it's hot, and it kind of shuts off my brain, the active, overactive left hemisphere, just enough that I can access some of those deeper layers. It's phenomenal. It's the life hack that you definitely want to emulate. It's phenomenal. So I was sitting in there. I was feeling into that feeling of like, oh, whoa, what is that? And what I realized was I had a lot of negative coding on actually succeeding. It was not so much on having the things, but it was on, if you're someone who says, I'm going to do X and achieve this result, and then you actually do it and it works, you're not one of us. Like, you're wrong. Like, you're, it was in my mind that was associated with, you're rejecting us. You're saying we're wrong and you're right. You're making yourself better than us and you can't do that. We're going to reject you. And now you're going to be all alone and die alone and like be miserable and just all alone and suffer and alone and no love. Right? That was the coding in my head. That was the programming, the conditioning that I had. Like, in my family, we're not poor. We don't struggle. Like we're like not living off of food stamps or anything. But we're also, and we're not like wildly obese or like, you know, totally crazy. And we're like, but we're also not like all the way there. We're not like private jets and things are growing all the time and we're getting healthier all the time. And we're really like, in, like our relationships are getting better. No, they're like, yeah, they're pretty good. Like, I mean, great by like any absolute standards, but they're like, they're just like humming along like that. And like, we try something else that didn't work. And most of the times it didn't really work. And we have these things, like we waste a lot of energy, like trying stuff that doesn't really, that was my mindset. That's how you have to be in order to be loved, in order to fit in order to be part of the tribe, part of the family. And I was like, holy shit. And I was like, if I had all the things and I just succeeded and did the things and the, like, you know, you set out a plan and then you achieve it and it works out. And like, maybe there's some deviations, some tries, but you basically get it done. Then like people would reject me. I wouldn't be able to look people in the eyes. They would look at me and they would be like, oh, he's such an idiot because he does that or something, like really, really strong stuff. And we all have those codings. We all have those programmings in our head. Like if you have something in your life that you don't want, but it's been there for more than 3 months, then it's because you're unconsciously committed to it, right? If you're trying to break out of stuff, but you're not succeeding, it's because there's an unconscious commitment. Now, I've known this for a while, but I wasn't able to see it until that moment. And this is true all the time, whether it's health or relationships or anything. If it's there, if it's not moving, it's not changing, it's been there for more than a few months, you have a commitment to it being that way. That is why, until you get clear on what that commitment is and you fix it, nothing's going to change, because your unconscious mind is a million times more powerful than your conscious mind. Period. It's going to win. It's going to win. And then you're going to just waste a lot of effort trying to do all these things, money, time, whatever, but your unconscious commitment is to staying where you're at, so it's not going to work. That was me. And the way that I did that was by having this belief that I was wrong. I'm wrong something. Something wrong with me, right? Like, I'm broken. I'm like fundamentally flawed in some way. That was one of my big patterns. And what I realized, I've been aware of this pattern for a long time. But what was new to me was that it wasn't about the pattern. The reason for the pattern was this belief that if I succeeded in all areas, then I would be unlovable. And so that feeling wrong pattern was my psyche's way of implementing that and making sure that I wouldn't succeed, because me feeling wrong meant that I wasn't putting out content consistently or the right kind of content or making the right offers. I constantly sabotaged myself in some ways because I felt wrong. Right? Oh, I have to, like, I can't put out content because I don't feel good enough. I have to first make more money and do all these things and be skinnier and healthier and fitter and all this stuff. Otherwise, I can't put out content. It's like, it's not how this works. But I was committed to feeling wrong. And when you're committed to feeling wrong, then you're going to keep finding evidence and it's never going to be enough. You're never going to be strong or skinny or anything enough, right? You're not going to be successful enough. Nothing. It's never, because it's not about that. It's about a mechanism to hold yourself back. And I'm fascinated with this because we all have a core pattern of inadequacy that we learn as kids, right? At some point we learn that just being who we are is not enough. We need to be something more than that. We need, like, oh shit, like, that's not enough. Now I need to be nicer or sweeter or stop beating my sister or, like, you know, eat the right things, like, like do my homework, whatever. Like at some point we learned, oh, just being me is not enough to be loved. I have to be something else. And it's kind of like if you have a plant and then you like the light's coming from over here, the plant's going to move in that direction, but it's not its natural place to be, right? So that's how we grow up. And so we all get that core pattern of inadequacy installed. Maybe it's that we're not pretty enough. If only we were prettier, right? Maybe it's, for me, it was very much about success and money. Maybe if I'm more successful, I'll be more worthy of love. And which, by the way, was a really good way for me to unconsciously make sure I was never more successful than a certain level, because then that would trigger, like, then I couldn't use that to feel wrong. And I needed that to use that excuse to feel wrong. So it's like that mechanism of self-hate, of making, of feeling not enough, needs something to hold on to as the argument. Is going to pick whatever is most effective for me. For whatever reason, for me, wealth was a big deal. And as well as like being fat, like I'm like, I have visible abs and I still feel like I'm too fat. Right. It's like when I let myself go there, actually, I'm going to take that back. I still have that tendency to feel like I'm too fat. Right. And I've actually, it's actually loosened up. Like it actually changed. I'm just realizing now that now as this stuff changed, shifted, it's actually changed. So the big thing for me, so this core pattern of feeling not enough in some way, it's going to have a specific hook for you that's going to keep using, and it's going to make sure that you're not, that you are falling short of your standards in that area, no matter how good you get, but you're also going to sabotage yourself so you don't get that good. And so for me, it was like will I allow myself to actually be successful? And as long as I wouldn't, then I was going to use this. So that's like, I would use this as an excuse to confuse myself, be like commitment to feeling misunderstood, to being special, and like to not succeeding, and to have this sense that, oh, I wish someone would see me, all that stuff. So whatever it is for you, right? I mean, part of it too was like that I felt wrong for not having, it was like, it was double, right? It's like, I want these things, but if I have those things, then I feel this knot in my stomach. I'm like, terrible. But also not having those things make me feel wrong. So it's like a double bind. And I think that's probably a pattern that a lot of people have. And so whatever it is for you, if you have that pattern of like what, everybody has that core pattern of inadequacy. So my invitation to you is like, go figure out what is your core pattern of inadequacy and what is it that holds it in place for you? Right? What is that? If it wasn't there, what would you do? What would you achieve? What would you be? Who would you become? What would you be capable of? And why is it that that has a negative connotation for you? And in my experience, all you need to really do is feel the feelings of it. Be aware of it and then feel the feelings, and then it starts to let go. All right. So getting back to the who and the what, right? Once you're committed to this, like I didn't want to be pigeonholed. I'm like, I'm multi-passionate. I'm special. I want to help people with so many things, but I don't want to help people with money because like, I don't feel like I've got that sorted. Now I'm like, fuck it. I want to help people with money. For Simplero, that's what people come to us for, right? With Body Meal, I was like, I don't want to help people with weight loss because I feel inadequate. I feel wrong about my weight. And I'm like, no, fuck. That's like, in the Simplero land, that's what people want. In the Body Meal land, like 90% of people want to lose weight. So let's give them right? Let's give them what they want. And the front end here, it's all about what they want, right? You have a person that you can help, your dream customer. What is the problem that they're facing? You may know that it's about something else and they need something else. Forget that stuff. You deliver that once they're in, but first you got to figure out the problem that they perceive. Even if you're like, I know it's stupid, like where I can solve this problem, but then they're gonna be like, oh my God, like it was really about something else. Great. Let them have that epiphany for themselves, right? So who is it for? What's the problem? Get ultra specific. And again, like I didn't want to do wealth because I felt wrong. And like, what if I helped them get really wealthy and I wasn't wealthy and then I feel wrong and my dad wouldn't love me and blah, 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 right? Similar with the Body Meal. Like, what if it's like, you know, weight, and I helped them do it, and then they would go get all my dad's love and I wouldn't get any. Like, those kinds of things will trip us up if we don't become aware of them and heal those wounds. And again, the unconscious mind is a million times more powerful. So the last thing I want to say here is, when we talk about the avatar, think about who is the, if you could only get paid after they get the result, who would you want to work with? That should be your criteria. If you can only get paid after they solve the problem, after you solve the problem for them, who would you want to work with? What is the criteria, right? We want people who, like for me at Simplera, well, yeah, for at Simplera, I want people who already kind of know what they want to do in business. They already have some skill. They've already been through that hero's journey. They've learned something. Now they want to teach it to other people. I want people who are committed to implementing and doing the work and very much doing the inner work that's going to overcome the issues. And then I want people who are willing to invest in themselves and their business and learn and grow and do what it takes. Like, invest the money and the time and the effort in order to get the results. They're not out for something quick. They want to build a business strategically, intentionally, year over year, a business that they're going to love being in and keeping and remaining part of, and that serves them and their audience, their customers at the same time. That's my avatar, right? People with high integrity. Those are the people that I would want to work with if I can only get paid after they get the result. And the problem that I help people with is like the overwhelm that comes from using 10 different platforms and from having so much content available to like so many people shouting to them about like what they should be doing in their business, and they're lacking a coherent framework and overview. Those are the people that I want to work with. And so that's what I do. Like, finally, it took me this long. But it took me, I couldn't do it until I'd overcome this inner barrier, this inner programming that said, like, I'm not worthy, I'm wrong, I don't want to succeed, right? All of that stuff. And so, again, my intention to you is like, if you're struggling, it's this piece that's going to unlock it for you. It's not another strategy or tactic or thing. It's this piece that's going to unlock it. So, Simplera.com, best software for running your business. Simplera Academy, actually, that's our high ticket. So let me show you the model here again. We have the subscription offer and then we have the high ticket, right? So this is what you're seeing right now is the content machine, me doing that. Then Simplera is the core offer on subscription. And then Simplera Academy is our high ticket offer where we go much deeper on these topics and we do coaching in small groups. Online where we go deeper in these topics and kind of help you work through all this stuff. So if you're interested in any of that stuff, go to simplera.com. If you're interested in Academy, you can just email me. We actually don't really have a page. I think maybe we have a page. I don't remember. Let me just see. Actually, no. So just email me calvin@simplera.com or comment here on this post if you're interested, and we can figure that out. All right. I think that's it for now. Talk soon. Appreciate you for watching, for being part of this, and can't help. Like, I'm committed to doing this, the ginormous movement of entrepreneurs who have integrity, who do the inner work, who build things strategically and systematically and actually give a damn about doing a good job and serving their customers. That's my game. That's my jam. That's the movement that I'm building here with, you know, a little bit of me with all, like, with your help. And so excited for where this is going. Yeah. All right. That's it. Talk to you soon. Bye.